Dear beloved of God, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who was and is to come. Amen. This is, without a doubt, one of my favorite times of the year. I mean, Christmas is great and all, but I love this time of year because of the deluge of year-end lists that flood the internet. Like best restaurants of 2023, best books of 2023, best movies and tech gifts and gadgets. Did you know that Architecture Daily has the best pivot door of 2023? I don't even know what a pivot door is, but it sounds pretty fun. But hands down, my favorite lists are the music lists. Once upon a time, before kids, I used to be pretty dialed into the music scene. But now I love all of these music lists because I get exposed just a little bit to all of the good music that I missed each and every year. This past week, I was listening to the Best Songs of 2023 podcast while I was driving around town, and one of the artists that caught my attention was a woman named Silvana Estrada. And the song that they were featuring was entitled Milagro y Desastre. Now, obviously, I don't speak Spanish based on that rendering right there, but nonetheless, I found it to be incredibly beautiful. And it's the title that has captured my imagination, Milagro y Desastre, Miracle and Disaster. I've been wondering if these words were on Mary's lips and in her prayers as she walked the 70-plus miles to visit Elizabeth in the Judean hillside. She's going to have a baby without the help of her fiancé. Is it a miracle or a disaster or something of both? Even though Mary responded boldly and confidently to the angel Gabriel, "Let it be with me according to your will," she said, I have to believe that her steps were filled with a measure of uncertainty. What will this all mean? Is this a good thing? Will my life ever be the same? Miracle and disaster. I feel pulled to those extremes a lot lately. There is so much beauty and goodness and joy in this world. There is also so much pain and devastation, and heartache. Almost minute by minute, I feel the emotional pendulum swing from one to the next, from miracle to disaster. This week, I was able to celebrate the birth of a long, long-awaited baby into a family that I love. And this weekend, I heard news that a dear saint died far, far too soon. Miracle and disaster. Pastor Rudd and I were talking about this passage from Luke's gospel this week, and he pointed out to me that Mary and Elizabeth wound up spending 3 months together, like a whole trimester. I'd never really noticed that part before, and that little nugget isn't a part of the reading that Pastor Callan shared this morning, but after Mary sings the song that we come to know as the Magnificat, the gospel writer Luke says this. He says, and Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months. That's a whole lot of time together. You know that Ben Franklin quote about fish and house guests? They both start to stink after 3 days. But there's something incredibly special that is happening between these two women. There's a holy connection. The Spirit is at work among them, causing unborn babies to greet one another and leap for joy. Luke's gospel invites us to focus on this extraordinary moment that signals something big is unfolding, and it surely is. The Savior of the world is in utero in that room. But that extraordinary gift of God in flesh, well, it comes in the most ordinary of ways. A pregnancy, a birth, two women visiting each other whose lives will never be the same, connecting with one another and blessing each other, two women sharing with one another the disasters and the miracles of human life. God's coming to us is stupefyingly simple. God enters into the human stage the same way that each and every one of us does. Born of a mother who's both excited and terrified. Born to a family who is trying to make sense of what this will mean for them. It's the simple daily miracle of life. And God lives that life to its fullest in Jesus, even enduring the disastrous indignity of death. And he does it so that you and I might never experience any of it alone. So as you come up to the communion rail, know that God is with you. And God will always be with you. In the miracles, and in the disasters, and everything in between. So come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.